What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, coming into with another episode of Hockey Mask Time. Now, before I get started, let us bow our heads and recite the HMT motto, shall we? A man will only take so much disrespect. And it's only a matter of time before he finally decides today's the day. Gentlemen, we seriously live in a world that has been made so comfortable for women, that has so thoroughly restrained men, that women believe that they can outright assault men and have nothing happened to them. However, being that this is HMT, we know that the Termination Train collected another soul. Now, this article was published on the 21st of July. Midvale man arrested, accused of fatally assaulting his girlfriend. Now, as we all know, gentlemen, when the lamestream media talks about men assaulting women, they want to make sure to focus on that. However, as we all know, it's not just an A to D situation. There's always B and C, and with B and C being it being mutual combat. Now, let me just go ahead and say this right here. Whoa! A Midvale man was arrested after police say he assaulted his girlfriend, who later passed away at a hospital. On Sunday, Luituno Falanico, 31, was booked into the Salt Lake County Jail on suspicion of second-degree manslaughter, according to a police affidavit. At approximately 7:28 a.m., Unified Police received a call for a welfare check near Hillcrest High School at 50 South 900 East. According to the affidavit, a witness observed a man leaving the passenger seat of a dark blue sedan and getting into the driver's seat. When the man opened the door, it appeared that a woman was kicking him, trying to get away from him. The man punched her, then drove north on 900 East after forcing her into the passenger seat. The witness told police that the woman was screaming and the man was yelling. Well, right off the bat, the witness says it was mutual combat. At approximately 8:10 a.m., police were called to the Alta View Hospital regarding an assault reported by a nurse at the hospital who was helping a patient. She said a woman was dropped off by an unknown individual that had, quote unquote, been assaulted by her boyfriend on the road. And of course, when women talk about being assaulted, they always want to make sure to leave out the part where they were actually assaulting the man. Victimhood. You got to understand that, gentlemen. It's all about female victimhood, even when they are part of the combat. After gathering witnesses, police found the woman had an abrasion to her right hip and significant cuts to her lower lip, requiring stitches, according to the affidavit. After gathering witness descriptions of the people and the vehicle involved, police realized the two incidents were related. According to the affidavit, The woman told family members who were with her at the hospital that her boyfriend, Falonico, punched her in the face multiple times during an argument. However, notice, she leaves out the part where she was actually kicking the man, according to another witness. Suddenly, the woman said she was having chest pains and couldn't breathe. She collapsed and was later declared deleted. Police reviewed the surveillance footage of the woman being dropped off at the hospital and noticed the person driving the vehicle did not assist her into the hospital. Instead, he immediately drove away after she left the car. Police determined that the vehicle belonged to Falonico and began searching for it. According to the affidavit, officers found Falonico's car abandoned at the Belgian Waffle and Omelet Inn at 7331 South 900 East. While conducting surveillance at Falonico's home, detectives observed a male matching the description of Falonico in the complex carrying a gym bag. The male was standing near the road and appeared to be waiting for a ride. The police approached Falonico and took him into custody without incident. After being read his Miranda rights, Falonico told police that the victim and he lived together at his apartment. According to the affidavit, the two of them had gotten into an argument in the morning and the victim started throwing things at him. Yes, gentlemen, you know, if you've been in a fight with a woman, they have no problems throwing objects at you. Basically, introducing projectile weapons into the fray. Falonico said he wanted to, quote unquote, separate himself from the situation. So he left, but the victim followed him in the car. The affidavit stated, oh yeah, put a pin right there. Falonico said she pulled up by him and the physical altercation occurred after the victim said she was going to crash his car, according to the affidavit. Falonico told police he used, quote unquote, the heel of his palm to hit the victim twice in the face. After hitting her, the victim told Falonico to drive her to the hospital, which he did, and he left her there. Well, gentlemen, this is exactly how a lot of physical altercations go with women. This is a perfectly laid out scenario. Why? They started having a verbal altercation. The man decided, you know what? I'm going to walk away. However, women are notorious for doing this. When a man says he wants to walk away, what do? They block him in. Oh, you're not going to leave. Now that right there, if a man does that, that would be considered false imprisonment. Yeah. However, women are notorious for doing that. They want to get in the way. They want to take your keys. They want to do anything they can to keep you there trying to force a confrontation. However, this man was actually able to leave, but what did she do? She got into his car and followed him and said, oh, I'm going to crash your car. No, gentlemen, this woman was not a victim. She was a willing participant. Like I said, it was mutual combat. And we all know, gentlemen, when things get physical, yeah, women want to try to force that confrontation so they can be the ultimate victim. However, nah, she gave as well as she got. However, when things got physical, the restraints of that man came off. What more do I need to say about this one, gentlemen? What more do I honestly and truly need to say? Anyway, let's get to that scorecard, shall we? For location, sounds like it went down in their apartment and later in their car, so I'm going to give this a 10. Method of execution, she succumbed to the hands of hate. I'm going to give that a 50. Psychological impact, there was witnesses, so I'm going to give that a 50 as well. And for the brutality factor, she threw things at him at first. She kicked him. So then he decided to lay hands on her. So I'm going to give that a 45. So Lutono, Furious Falonico, gets a score of 155. Gentlemen, I'm going to reiterate. We live in a world in which women have gotten so comfortable that they believe that they can literally physically assault a man and that man is still supposed to remain restrained. He's supposed to remain patient. Once again, bringing up the Sha'Carri Richardson situation. That is on film. There was another situation. I was watching a video from Arco TV where a woman literally just started pouring ketchup on a man's face. The guy's friend was ready to whoop her ass, but he restrained him. Gentlemen, we have to start pressing charges on these women. We have to. That's one of the biggest reasons why women feel so entitled to force their will upon us as men. Because they know the vast majority of us men are so weak and so programmed that we're not going to press charges on them. No, no, no. And we all know why. Let's be honest. It's because we're so afraid of losing access to her box. Yeah, let's be honest about this. No, gentlemen, no. There are plenty of other women out there. Plenty. Yes, I do understand. It takes a long time for a man to actually get with a woman. Even though we need to understand that there are more women out there than there are men, but still, the process of actually getting into a woman, a relationship, and all that stuff, it takes a long time for us. So yeah, unfortunately, all of that time we spend trying to invest in a woman, yeah, it actually backfires on us when that woman shows us who she truly is, her violent nature. But no, no, gentlemen, no more. No more accepting violence from women. No more saying, you know what, I'm just going to take it on the chin. You know, a real man's not going to press charges. No, no, no. Fuck that real man crap. Anytime someone says a real man, it's always meant to put you as a man into servitude to women. No, no thank you. No more. Hell no. Gentlemen, respect yourself. If you're not going to put hands on the woman who puts hands on you, make sure to put that woman into the system. Yes. And if anybody would say that you're wrong for pressing charges, you know what you need to do? Cut those people off. Cut them off. Yeah, looking at the situation with Sha'Carri Richardson, her boyfriend, people were like, oh, he's a real man. He's a real man. He's a good man. Wow. Wow. You know, that's something that Rome, a.k.a. Average Man Unplugged, likes to say. And it is definitely true. When it comes to specifically black men, we are measured by how much crap we're willing to put up with when it comes to black women. Hell, when it comes to women, period, now. How much we're willing to endure. Gentlemen, don't be that way anymore. Don't. Yes, white guys are going through this too. Men across the board are going through this. However, there are men who will say, you know what? Nope. I'm not going to accept this. I'm going to either put hands on you or I'm going to make sure you go to jail. Gentlemen, that's the way to do it. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the article. Let me know what you guys think. And to you women out there who believe that you can put hands on men with no repercussion, you better understand this, and you better understand this crystally damn clear. The power you think that the Duluth model is going to give you, you think that the protection that society is going to give you by constantly keeping us men restrained, that will go out. Feminism and the idea that men will not strike back if properly pushed and provoked and pushed beyond his limit, that's going to go out right along with it. Because as this woman found out, and many other women found out who believed that they had the unmitigated gall to put hands on a man and thought that he was not going to retaliate, yeah, they learned that lesson, and they learned that lesson the hard way. It is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.
Woke up, murder on my mind, yeah. Losing all my hope, yeah. I'ma do the crime, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill.